Dad!
I am not your dad. I am Electric Man.
Good evening and welcome to Dax and Legend on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic alternative and really strange tracks like that, which was XRX with Electric Man from their latest album Update 3.0. And that is a band I am really quite looking forward to seeing at Infest. It's a band that I didn't know about before until recently, and this album came out, basically. I thought I'd check them out with them playing at Infest, and it's a stonking good album, and that track just makes me smile all the time. I'm a big fan of Family Guy, so using a massive sample in there works for me. So I'm sure they're going to be awesome at Infest. Anyway, tonight's show is brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own, just bringing you a bunch of tunes that vary from the absolutely silly but brilliant like that, through to new, old, classic, I don't know. I'll see what I've got in my pile, really, and we shall go through the next hour together. Now, one of the things I wanted to do was mention a couple of things about The Deviate Fest in York. The Deviate Fest, I think I've mentioned this a few times before it happened. It happened a couple of weeks ago, and it was, in fact, really good. I'm not saying that in a kind of surprise way, but it was the first time this event had ever run, and you always expect a few teething troubles, a few organisational inconsistencies or something to just go wrong. Now, there was one or two things that went wrong, but nothing that you'd expect from an event running its first time. It went really smoothly. It was incredibly well attended. Almost all the bands turned up. It was absolutely great, and I, to be honest, had a load of fun there. I will go into the details slightly more, probably throughout the show, but one thing I did want to mention was there was a band that played their first ever gig there called Berlin Black. Now, this is a project by the guy called Chris, who was in Screaming Banshee Aircrew. Now, Screaming Banshee Aircrew did their last ever gig at that particular festival, so he was finishing one project, starting another, and Berlin Black were basically what I thought were a solidly good band to say. It was their first ever gig, and they opened on the Sunday. So they had the opening slot, and it sounded great, so I thought I'd play some. This is Burn It Down.
Yeah, we've heard it all before. Thank you.
That was Ashbury Heights with Invisible Man from their latest album, Take Care Paramore. Sounding pretty good. I played one or two tracks off that album so far to you guys, and I reckon it's sounding pretty good. I'm not sure if it's quite up to the quality of the first album. I'm still kind of listening to it listening to both, actually, and trying to work out if one just sounds better because it's more familiar or anything like that. It's certainly up there with it, and I haven't quite decided if better or worse, in my opinion, but it's close. And before that, we had a track by Everything Goes Cold, which was a track called Welcome to My Mind, which is a cover of a Psychosonic track. Psychosonic being a band that I keep hearing Eric, the lead singer of Everything Goes Cold, natter on about, but I've never actually heard their stuff. I probably should check it out. But that track is only available as a special free download if you buy a special version of their album, which is called the Ice Brigade version, which gives you, it costs more, but it gives you loads of like extras, like comic books and stickers and some free downloads, and I think it's well worth it. I purchased that way back at the time when the Everything Goes Cold album came out versus General Failure. And there hasn't been much in the way of downloads yet. Eric's quite openly admitted to being a bit rubbish at releasing downloads. But that's the second one so far, and I think that's pretty damn good. And like I said before, Berlin Black, Burn It Down was before that. From an EP they've got, or a CD single, I'm not quite sure what you call it. It's got a lot of strong tracks on it, so I'm going to call it an EP. I believe that's available from the band themselves. So if you go to probably berlinblack.co.uk or try just myspace.com/berlinblack, I know that one definitely works. Go and check out the rest of Berlin Black stuff, and hopefully they'll play again soon. I'll let you know if they do. And I can't remember if I said this, but certainly a big well done to Chris Sherrington for organising the Deviate Fest, where we had lots of other awesome bands as well. I'm not just singling out Berlin Black. There was a huge number of awesome bands. It was all running pretty swimmingly, to be honest, for a festival of that size taking over York. And he actually announced that they're going to do it again next year. I don't know the exact details of that. He just came on stage at one point and near the end of the weekend and said, yes, we're coming back next year. So I'll mention that next year, nearer the time. But it certainly looks like it's been enough of a success for him to want to do it again. Right, later on, I think I've got a bunch of news about, well, this time I looked out for some new releases, and there's a bunch of releases coming out in September, really, September, August time, so it's kind of like releases seem to bunch themselves up. We've just had a few in the last month or two, and then there's another few in another couple of months. I think some of these people are basically touring in the summer and releasing stuff in the autumn winter. But I think also some of these seem to be kind of coinciding with the Infest Festival later on in the year. So I don't know if people realise people are buying a lot of stuff at that festival. But tangenting about Infest, yeah, it's only about a month away now. I will run down the artists and all the details of that in my next show. I won't run down that now. But basically, be aware about Infest. The tickets are running low now. They haven't sold out yet, as far as I'm aware. The last time I looked was a couple of days ago online, and they hadn't actually sold out, but some of the retailers that were selling tickets had sold out of their allocation. Out of their allocation, so there was only a couple of places you could still get tickets. So it's looking like it will sell out, and it's going to be an awesomely fun festival. It's going to be well worth going to. So, yes, I'll mention more about that in the next show. But I'll mention all these releases coming up and the change arounds of gigs and club nights in the local area, all after a few tracks now. I think I will carry on with the tunes. I will come up... I will carry on with some... this is Cyanotic. This is some stuff off their long-awaited new album that came out 2 or 3 weeks ago, The Medication Generation, and this is Dissonant Dissident.
Addiction. auditory hallucinations. Most people have to pay for such a thing.
Yeah.
That was Frontline Assembly with IED, the opening track of their latest album, Improvised Electronic Device. And before that, we had Psionotic with Dissonant Dissident from their latest album, The Medication Generation, the long-awaited latest album. Both storming stuff. And you are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. And I'm just about to run down the gigs, clubs and stuff. Actually, first I'll run down the new releases, or the upcoming releases. Things that are kind of on the horizon include the new Combi Christ album and single. Now, there's an album and the single comes out slightly before it as a teaser. So on the 6th of August, the new single, Never Surrender, gets released, apparently. And later on in August, I think due on the 27th, the album Making Monsters is also due to come out. So that's a big bunch of Combi Christ coming out in August. Hopefully I'll get my hands on some of that and be able to play you some, see if he's see how he's doing, see if he's still making the dance floor stompers or whether he's changed any kind of direction at all. Also worthy of note, one of my favourite bands over the last few years, The Birthday Massacre have announced they've got a new album coming out, and I've been waiting for something new from them for ages now. But apparently the new album is called Pins and Needles and is due on the 20th of September, so not long to wait now. I'm quite excited about that. I believe they're also going to be touring Europe with that as well, so looking forward to both seeing them and getting new material. Hopefully it's all good. We'll play some to you when we get our hands on it. And also, a band from a few years ago, Iris, have announced a new album, Backlight, due on September the 3rd. So, good stuff, hopefully, from them. I haven't heard Iris in quite a while, so hopefully it's top-quality stuff coming from them. We'll, again, have to wait and see, which is a shame. It's just knowing this is on the horizon puts me on tenterhooks, and I really want to listen to stuff. So I'll let you know when any material gets actually released, and I'll try and play some at you. Gigs and clubs. Now, there's been a bit of a move around, certainly in the Leeds area of the goth clubs. Black Sheep, the group of people who have run such nights as the Friday Flock and the weekly Sunday Black Sheep Night have not got a venue at the moment. Now, they've run a one-off night, but they don't actually have a venue for any regular nights. What they have announced is the return of the Friday Flock. However, it's just changing its name to Flock, mainly because it's actually running on a Saturday, so it can't be called the Friday Flock on a Saturday. That would just confuse people, wouldn't it? It's going to be called Flock, and it's going to start on Saturday, September the 4th. That's the first one of its new run, and it's due on the first Saturday of every month. It's going to run from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, and it's going to be cost £4 in before midnight, and it's going to run at the Library Pub in Leeds. So, basically, it's got its own it's a venue back again. Now, it's also going to run like it used to, where quite often there was pre-club gigs. And this first event will be no different. The gig is announced to be Deviant UK, supported by Capital X, and the doors are at 7:30. The first band should be on at 8, and then it turns into a club at 10. More information about that can be found at www.sheepish.net. Now, they've also got news about their recurring Sunday nights. The Sunday night is to be resurrected from Sunday the 18th of September. This is going to be free entry from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m, and it's going to be run at the upstairs room of Santiago's in Leeds. More information about that can be found at sheepish.net/Sundays. So basically, the whole sheepish machine has kicked back into gear. It's just all going to start in September at some point. Now, I do remember mentioning to you guys the Black Sheep was temporarily replaced by an event called Sunday Goth Social. This, unfortunately, has kind of petered out a little, but now they know the Sunday night is actually coming back, but just not yet. What they've done is decided to just have a social event, not actually run a night, not have hire a room of a pub or anything like that. It's simply disappear off, meet on a Sunday night at a pub in Leeds, and they've chosen the Wrens. So if you fancy catching up with that crowd, wander down to the Wrens on a Sunday evening and you'll find them there being social. But there's no music over and above what the pub normally plays, so it's nothing special. It's just people in a pub, but it should be good. It'll be nice to catch up with those folk and see how the Sunday nights kind of carry on over pretty much over the summer. Right. Now, proper gigs and clubs, we have a few things going on. And a few of them seem band-related as well. On this Friday, Friday the 30th of July, we have, at the Gasworks here in Bradford, Rhombus, Lahania and Lux Street Stranger playing. Now, that runs from 8pm till late. Couldn't find any price information about that, but there is a mention of it on myspace.com/gasworksbar. I guess that's where the Gasworks are putting out their information. But yeah, some top quality bands, Rhombus, Lahania and Luxury Stranger, all I've given really good reviews to. They're all solid bands and brilliant performers, so that'll be a worthwhile gig to get yourself along to. On this coming Sunday, Sunday the 31st of July, we have... No, not Sunday the 31st, Saturday the 31st of July, at the Zoo Bar in Bradford, at Zoo 2 in fact, we have Carpe Noctem. This is the usual Carpe Noctem, which is some bands and some DJing. And the bands this time are announced as Cowder Pavonis and Wrapped in Plastic. £3 in, and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. So there you go. For the next 2 days, you can see loads of bands for not very much money. Following week, on Saturday the 7th of August, there's Black Veil at the Cellar Bar at the George in Leeds. That runs from 8pm till late and is £2.50 on the door. More information about that can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. And it's worth mentioning that Bradford still has its weekly goth night going on, Bad Moon Rising, running from 9pm till 1am every Thursday at the Zoo Bar here in Bradford. Free entry, and more details on that can also be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. So that's, like, for the next couple of weeks. There's, like, plenty to do. Admittedly, you've got to travel a little bit out of Bradford, but not far. It's all going on in West Yorkshire. So, you know, we've got lots of good stuff going on. And I'll keep telling you what's going on. I think the next show, I might be a little running low on gigs and things like that, mainly because Infest is starting back up. Oh, well, it'll all be on the horizon, so there won't be much that other people will be putting on, because they won't want to lose a crowd due to it, everyone being at Infest. So pretty much next show I'll be running down all the stuff about Infest and telling you, well, what I'll be looking really, really forward to. Anyway, I think now it's time to play some stompy electronic music. If Cyanotic and Frontline Assembly weren't stompy and electronic enough, here is some Sam. We'll be right back.
Get me hard and get me fast.
That was Modulate with Hard and Dirty from, well, I was going to say the latest album, but their only album, Detonation. And I believe Jeff, who is the main guy behind Modulate, has announced that the gig they did at Deviate Fest this year was pretty much their only UK gig. So I'm quite glad I got to see them. But I think from this point on, they're going to focus on getting more album material ready for the next album. It doesn't sound like, well, it does sound like Jeff's been actually hard at work sorting through working on a new album. So hopefully there's some new Modulate stuff coming in the near future. We just don't quite know how near yet. I'll let you know as soon as anything's announced. Before that, we had Noise FX with Hit Me Hard, the Hard As You Can mix from Advanced Electronics Volume 6. And we saw Noise FX at Deviate Fest as well, and they were stomping. They were. And before that, we had SAM, or Sam, with Hallucinogen from their album Brainwasher. And technically we saw Sam at Deviate Fest, but we didn't see them doing Sam stuff, because the two chaps from Sam are basically Sammy from Faderhead's backing stage crew, so they're jumping around on stage hitting synthesizers like mad all the time during the Faderhead shows. So there you go, some quite stompy music, quite electronic, and generally loads of fun. And well, what more can I say? What I can say is all the gigs and clubs and stuff like that, please don't trust me on this. Things do change at the last minute. So by the time I announce something, the information could be out of date, or between me announcing it and the gig happening itself, things do change. So or if you want to not have a wasted journey, always check the latest stuff on the internet or contact the venue. It's, you know, it's sensible stuff. You'd do that anyway if you didn't want to traipse out and then find that the band had cancelled or moved today or something like that. So there you go. I'm just trying to give you a guide of what's going on and show you that there is stuff going on. And basically, I think I'm going to finish tonight with a band I did again see at Deviate Fest. This is Faderhead, who, like I said, had the Sam guys on the stage, and this is one of his stompy tunes. Now, it was quite amusing to see him on stage because it didn't quite fit in Fibbers in York. It's kind of a stage with a low beam above it, and he's not the shortest guy in the world, and he does have a bit of mohawk going on, so he was quite ducking a lot when he was coming out the front. But yes, TZDV. And I will be back in a couple of weeks' time with hopefully a rather Infest-oriented show, and I'll just be sounding stupidly excited. So I'll see you then. Take care. Bye.
Dance for the right fear. Dance for